Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy 644478 at keen.com, Janet Thornburg at facebook.com for prayers. And our topic today is feelings. And I have a book that I recommend, and it's called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. And the author is Carol Truman, with, that's spelled with a K, K-A-R-O-L, Carol K. Truman. And it's an excellent book, and it has actually some work exercises that are really, really good for releasing things that are troublesome, troublesome feelings, and things like that. So I'd like to get with a little bit of cosmic weather that's going on. Of course, we all know that we're under a Mercury retrograde, and so I had difficulty signing in, but it looks like I'm going to be successful here. Praise the Lord. So tonight, actually, it happened tonight, and I want you to be encouraged because that's what this energy is about. We've had so much discouraging news and confusing, and there's still a little of that haziness left, but it is not as strong as it could have been. All right, there are two asteroid alignments with surges of very positive energy and encouragement, and that is Vesta, V-E-S-T-A, and Pallas, P-A-L-L-A-S. They're forming a triangle. And this, I want you to be encouraged and put on a happy face because the spirit of expectation is the breeding ground of miracles. And that is a feeling that we really need to develop and in these hard times, even when it looks like it does. And the moon and Saturn union in Sagittarius and the moon square Neptune, there's where your hazy thoughts can come in. And so just remember that's affecting us, especially tonight and next couple of days. And there can be some erratic emotions, so it's not really a time to do any confronting. That you should put that off. Good luck with these two candidates that are going to debate this month, because there's a lot happening. Now, we also have the moon in a supportive aspect with Venus, and this is great. That means love vibrations, and so put on a happy face. You know, when you're happy and you're glowing, you're attractive to people, and when you're gloomy and you know, it shows. I mean, back to Genesis, Cain and Abel, you know, Cain, it said his countenance fell, which means he looked down and angry. And, you know, people stay away from people like that. I pray for them. And because it's just not the way God wants us to live. And so there's a lot of good energy here for lovers, love vibrations. And that's going to go on this month. And remember, the happy face will attract a happy face, and ugly face will attract an ugly face. So now, today, this happened this morning, Jupiter made a grand entrance into Libra. So that means that we're going to start balancing our finances, and opportunities are going to come up. So this is astrologically indicated as well as spiritually indicated. So that's our cosmic weather report. And I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to guide me through this radio show for each and every caller that is calling, to help them with any kind of feelings that they need help with, good or bad. And there's nothing bad because we are about healing. We are serving a God of love, and love is healing. It's a healing love force. And no one is bad. We're talking about spirits, and the spirit of man, which is born again, there is no condemnation in Christ. So we don't condemn anyone, and we welcome everyone. And so I ask you tonight, Heavenly Father, with your Holy Spirit, to guide me with each and every caller. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
I'm number one. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, God. You just talked about my whole life just now. Just like, wow.
Okay, well, let's take a look at this then. I mean, those are the, you know, that's your cosmic weather. That's what's influencing us. And our weight is our gravitational pull.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So. But out in space, you're weightless. You know. Okay. Well, you know, there's an offer coming up. Looks like real soon here, a matter of days, four business days. And the first card is the Chariot. And that means, you know, we have to control things. There's two horses, and if one wants to go one way and the one wants to go the other way, we need the reins to bring them in and make them go straight ahead. Well, it's the same thing with ourselves. We need to control. It says control your thoughts. Don't think the worst. Don't think defeat. Things are changing in the next 3 to 4 days.
Okay. I have a follow-up interview with an administrator on Monday. Yeah. I went for a job.
Yay.
They want to give me the lowest job available, and I said, okay, I'll take it, and I'll still keep my day job. So I guess I'm impressed. They're calling me back.
It looks like things are changing for you. And this is true because we're coming up on the Feast of Trumpet. We're coming into the fall seasons of God's appointed times, his Moedims, which are Moedim is Hebrew for appointment. That's an appointment with God. God instituted those appointments back in the Old Testament, and it's a time that you can receive extraordinary blessings or breakthroughs. And my church and two other organizations are blowing the shofar. And they used to blow that in warning that you know, some attack. It's a warning. And so we're blowing, asking God to look at all the warnings in the world.
Okay.
You know, the things that are going wrong, all the violence, all the... So we're calling him forth to do something.
Your
name is in those prayers, and all the names of everybody that I've been praying for went to the wall in Jerusalem.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah. That's a great feeling. See, I'm feeling that feeling right now. That is a great feeling to know that I could get everybody prayed for in Jerusalem.
Wow. That
at the
is
wall.
So amazing. Do you know, I don't want to hog your time, but do you remember us talking on Keenan saying the prayer with a candle with St. Jude long ago? That candle's never burned so fast, it's almost done. I've never seen a candle burn so fast, and it's almost done.
Well, good. Okay, so you should see a breakthrough this week, and just to keep on taking good care of yourself, because it's going to pay off, okay?
Yeah. I've been having a sad face, but I think I'm going to go out tonight and put on my happy face.
Yeah. I used to sing to the kids when they were, getting grumpy with each other. I'd say, put on a happy face. Start jumping around. And they quit fighting.
Okay,
well,
so
God bless you, and
thank you
for calling, okay?
Thank you. God bless you also. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. You know, our feelings, they affect our bodies and our health. And we have to understand that the body gets sick in an attempt to balance itself. None of these things are meant by God. When you're in the acceptable will and the perfect will, when you're in the perfect will of God, you don't get sick. You can get sick in the acceptable will and the good will of God. But usually you can trace it to something. And not everybody, but a large majority. And that's where we want to understand that when we feel bad or have a bad thought, we take that thought captive and then you replace it with a positive affirmation. And, you know, I always try things and see if they work. And then I can testify that this works. So I'm sharing it with everybody because I don't like for people to suffer. Let's take the next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Daisy.
Yes.
Hi, it's Lisa.
Hi.
Hello. I'm calling in. Go ahead.
Good. All right. Let's see what's coming up for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm confused after our phone call yesterday, so I wanted to get clarification because I know you needed to get going. For the past 8 months, you had predicted a renewed relationship with somebody in my life that came back into my life again. But yesterday said he has someone else now and I'll meet someone else. But that I shouldn't give up hope of being with him someday. So I just wanted to get clarification on that. I don't know timing-wise what that meant.
All right. Well, what I saw was him dealing with something from his past. But I don't think that it's... You know, I have the ending around. It's not gonna be a stable thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
And
he's got some darkness in him, and I believe he needs a lot of help and guidance from God. And he hasn't been doing a lot of healthy things lately in his life. So
we will certainly pray for him. Just email me, you can email me or you can contact me on Facebook or on Keen through the email and give me a prayer request. I do not charge people to pray ever.
Okay. Okay.
I will be more than happy to do that. We all need to understand that when you come into this world, you're going to go through certain things that has to do with what's called your Akashic Records. You could have more than one soulmate. You can experience that in a lifetime. It's kind of detailed in your numerology, the extent of that. But you have to understand that some relationships can be karmic, and there can be, but it shows that one that he's in ending.
Okay.
And you are definitely in his mind.
Yeah.
I think he's reaching a point of understanding that he's created this. He's looking for something that he can't find.
Right. You're exactly right.
And he's not getting it. You're getting it, which is good. But this is why he causes relationships to fail.
Exactly. He sets himself up for failure all the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've been more of a counselor to him, trying to guide him. And you know, I don't want to completely sever ties and give up on him. I feel he's a good person deep down inside, but he does need a lot of direction and guidance. And so I'm just hoping that, you know, he'll see the light one of these days and he'll change his ways.
Well, you know, nothing's impossible with God, and sometimes God's the only one that can do it. Jesus is the only one that can do it. He's the way. He's the one. And most people at least accept him as a. I don't care what you accept him as long as it's positive. He can be a teacher. He'll be a fabulous teacher. But we have to listen to our teacher. You know, and we have, in this world, we have a lot of struggles, and things are very hazy and confusing right now, especially with Mercury retrograde. And this particular retrograde is making people face things that they don't want to face. You know, they got blinders on, or they're behind rose-colored glasses, or they've got scales on their eyes. They have to come off. And they're being forced to look at their and it should it isn't good at when it first feels when you're in denial about something you don't want to face it it's like the ostrich you put your head and say no I'm not going to look at it and people can really be real difficult with that.
And I'm getting resistance because I've been trying to make him see all those things. So, he's put up a wall between us, and so that's why, one of the questions I had asked yesterday is, God, should I just give up and move on? You know, I don't want to, but it's so frustrating for me going around and around in circles.
Oh, yeah, and Mercury retrograde, that's when people break up, and sometimes they come back together on the next retrograde, and it's a confusing time. I wouldn't do anything under this retrograde. I would just start working on healing myself and focus on myself, getting better, and, do something really good for yourself, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you for calling.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Thought maybe we could look and see what's coming up, what I have in store.
Okay. Let's do that. I'm using a sacred circle. It gets all around everything.
I like that deck.
Including the Mercury retrograde.
Good.
Wow, interesting. Three major arcana cards. Which means major change. When you refer to three cards, our major arcana cards, that means major change. The first one is the Hangman, and he's in the passing influence, meaning you're, and that's hang-ups, that's little idiosyncrasies that we have about ourselves, indecision, all, and it's crossed by the moon, which means you've been in an emotional trial. Probably has a lot to do with that Neptune aspect. But remember, Venus is definitely love vibrations, but there's nothing that makes you feel better when you can take care of yourself and love yourself with money. It has a lot to do with money, too. And then with Jupiter making a grand entrance that it did this morning at 4-something a.m., you can expect money to change now. And then your next card is the Sun, and that's success around money and health. And, in order to be healthy, you got to have money to be healthy.
I agree.
Putting money in the bank, money restriction over, and money restriction ending this month.
Oh, that
something,
is so wonderful.
A breakthrough in a week. Yay.
Great. That's light at the end of the tunnel for sure.
Okay, cool.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye. You know, how we feel about things affects us. that's why, you know, most of these radio shows I've been really pushing for people to renew their mind, get in control. We have to get in control of, we have to analyze our feelings, because some feelings are good. And it's just like we have to pay attention to what's going on the inside, because what's going on the inside is what's going to affect what's going on the outside, what we let simmer in our hearts. So we need to understand this. 1 John 4:16, he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in them. Father God, may your life-changing love flow through us to heal and comfort, so that we can receive the promises of Matthew chapter 5 and Hebrews 13:5. This is the word of the Lord. This is God speaking to each and every one of us. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Thank you, Lord, for promising to be with us today. Amen. Because it's very confusing today, and your life is determined by, and the outcome of your life is determined by the decisions you make. And you need to understand what prompts you and directs you to make decisions. And we talked about that on a couple of radio shows, you know, about being a passion that comes over when you're angry. But an example of that is, let's say you're in traffic and road rage is a big thing today. Someone flips you off and, you know, that feeling comes over you to flip them off. Well, this is what's called a passional emotional feeling. And usually these emotional feelings are wrong. You know, when we make decisions with that passionate feeling involved, 99.99% of the time it's wrong. So we need to observe ourselves. We need to understand what we're doing and not allow our emotions to rule us and feelings, bad feelings to rule us, because they will. They'll just take over and rule. Rule the roost. Okay, we'll take another call here.
Hi, this
Hi,
is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hello.
Okay,
so
what
I guess
can
we'll
do for
just,
you
know, we'll just see, you know, what's coming up.
Okay. All right. Well, the first card is a man, King of Swords. He's thinking of you. He's a hard man to understand.
Yes.
He's got strong energy to, he can really confuse, but he's reflecting on you, thinking of you, and something within a day, within 24 hours.
Okay.
He has you undecided about him right now. He has you undecided because of the way he's, you know, he doesn't open up, looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he restricts
himself.
You know,
I haven't. Yeah, I haven't heard from him, like, in 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah, I sent him a birthday card, and he should get it today in the mail.
Okay, that makes sense for the 24-hour thing, then.
Okay.
Okay. But
nice.
He's very difficult to understand, and he restricts himself from expressing emotion. He overanalyzes things sometimes. He's a very complicated individual.
Uh-huh.
Email me his birth date on Keen, and I'll take a look at how bad that is,
okay.
Or if there's a way around it. What we need to do to fix it, or if we can fix it.
Right, and I mean, do you think that we're gonna get back together, or?
Yeah, I got contact with him.
Okay.
And the last card was a rebirth, which means that he's thinking of not letting this go and starting
uh-huh.
over again. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
You're
welcome.
You
too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have to, especially under this Mercury retrograde, we're going to be challenged with and taken off balance a little bit. And we have to take the blinders off, remove the scales from our eyes, face our fears, and release them. Send them packing, uprooted and cast into the sea. And the usual stuff that Mercury retrograde affects, Murphy's Law in full effect, our aim in all of this is that we need to be sure of our decisions and make sure they're not being ruled by our emotions. And besides that, you have to understand that what you're thinking about, you're sowing seeds. And we reap what we sow. So we want to sow good seeds and reap good harvest, you know. And then if we've sowed some bad seeds, then we need to speak to the Lord of the harvest, which is Jesus, to get a crop failure so we don't have to experience it. But we have to make sure that we are in the right mindset and that, you know, we must get in control of ourselves, especially through the times that we're in right now. And, you know, Galatians chapter 5:22, God cannot give us his power to manifest our dreams and to have power over all these things if we can't control ourselves. So he can't, you just like you wouldn't give a young boy a rifle if he didn't know have gun control and learn how to do a BB gun or a campsite knife. You wouldn't give him an army knife if he hasn't been trained. You know, you have to learn how to respect things and be in control of things. And God considers self-control better than mighty. And, you know, a lot of our doctors believe that a lot of our illnesses come from fear, anger, bitterness, and they believe it's the root cause, and that's what we let fester in our hearts, and we don't want to do that, so we want to let things, you know, go. Okay. Let's take another call here.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
It's Kim again.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. Mercury retrograde, folks. Okay. That's why they put a race. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. Let's try this again. Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey, Chandra, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
I'm trying to hang in there. I'm having difficult aspects, and it seems like blockages in my life. Remember I mentioned to you about my career aspect?
Yes.
About me going away to the other office? Well, it seems to be put on hold once again. What's going on with that? Why is there a blockage there?
Okay.
Or are they going to change it again? I think I mentioned this to my boss, and I was like, hey, you know, all this that I've done or whatever, setting it up and taking it down, and when is it my turn?
Yeah. I think, you know, part of it's Mercury retrograde right now. You know, which ends, I think, at the end of the month. I'll have to look that up, but I'm pretty sure it is. And
okay.
There's a lot of it says that they're going to do this for you, but are they just overwhelmed right now?
Well, that one person is the manager, probably is, but I did mention to him that it was supposed to be my turn coming up next week. And then they're sending someone else. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought I was on the list, you know, for the next to go to help out. Mm-hmm. And all I'm trying to do is help. What else, you know? What's the problem? Or is it that woman, Yolanda, that's blocking it again?
I have a woman, yeah. I definitely do.
Yeah.
And she's judging this.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
that,
is my boss going to speak up?
There's a reason that they like keeping you there. It has to do with your skills.
Right,
and that's
I'm doing
why
all
they,
the work.
Yeah, that's it. And that's why they keep. But they're going to have to stop it. I do have an ending, not the end of your job, but the end of this rhetoric, malarkey.
Right.
You know, you're going to get you are going to get your desire here. So, hang on. This is a very confusing retrograde, and now these other planets that have just danced on the scene with the moon. Moon is very active. It's been energized.
Okay, when will I be able to go?
I think
then?
NASA just shot off something into one of those asteroids.
It's going to make it worse. Okay.
And they're
all
going,
right,
why hit me? We're here for a good reason.
Right. I'm here to make things better. I have been the promising one.
A man's going to surprise you this week.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been.
Are you talking about relationship?
Yes.
Are you talking about relationship wise? Okay.
I'm talking about Tracy.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Big surprise.
And when will that happen? And what was that happening?
This week coming up. And, you know,
okay.
he really knows, you know, he's a very smart man.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very smart.
Okay, because we've been having some difficult moments, and I don't know what to say, so.
Well,
put it in God's hand and let him handle it. So.
That's it. That's what I do. I put everything... You know, God is in heaven. Jesus is at the right hand of the throne. And the Holy Spirit's here on the earth to help us. The Holy Spirit's the helper, the counselor. And so we have to know that Jesus intercedes for us every day. And he wants us to have an abundant life that he died to give us. And he said in this world we'd have trouble, which is meaning from the evil one. And he can appear as an angel of light. He's a master of deception and illusion.
Okay.
And we have to get through that.
When will Tracy come?
You know, everything
will
be all right with you. He'll go to your weakest link.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when will Tracy come back in town?
Okay, it looks like you're going to hear from him this week, and he's going to express some things to you, and he's going to make an offer to you, too. I'm not sure what that offer is, but I know that you like it. I know that you like it.
Okay. And what about the job situation? I know my boss is trying to promote me. But, of course, on the other side, I wanted to go out in the field and do that help work. And I still haven't gotten the opportunity, and they're putting it off again until next month. Will it happen before next month?
Because there's like two women that created this. One of them expressed it, but two of them had their heads together. But you know what? You have something coming outside of there.
Yeah, that's the boss, the job my boss
and then,
created.
And then they may definitely regret, have some regrets that they didn't, that they just, you're bossing everybody for delaying this thing.
Okay, so will I go directly and work for that other company that we had talked about, the head company? Because I'm currently just a federal contractor, so will I go directly and work for that other company?
Well, it looks like an awfully good offer, and of course, it's up to you to make that decision. that it looks like everything you want.
Okay. So, to hear. Oh, one last question. As you know, I've been having issues with my youngest son. And I had to take steps and measures that I wasn't really happy about, but I think it's going to be the best thing for him. So will, you know, he be guided in the right direction?
He has some very deep unresolved feelings, not only towards two family members, okay? And
is that?
He's in a process. He's in a process of recovery. And I feel that, he needs a lot of counseling and a lot of support from you to keep going. Mm-hmm. But it looks like, he's a little on the weak side, but looks like he can do it.
Okay, good.
All right.
Great. I'm glad he's going to pull through. Thank you so much for your help, dear.
God bless you, too. We will definitely keep him in prayer, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate
it. He's just fragile. Just needs a lot of reassurance.
He is. He has really been going through it. And it's been a tough time for him, especially at this age. So, and we're just praying for him, and we're all going to work together.
A lot of reassurance.
It's a favor. Yeah, as a family.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, dear. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye. Okay, so I was saying that 90% of our doctors say that all illness comes from fear, resentment, anger, and bitterness, and is the root cause of a lot of illnesses. So what we allow to simmer in our hearts will manifest in our lives. And anger has outward signs, and anger within causes the body to get sick in an attempt to balance itself. For example, gastritis. We'll just take gastritis for. And what feelings are related to that are feelings of anxiety and feelings of uncertainty. And so you have to have feelings, a more positive feeling, and replace that with don't allow anxiety. You know, the scripture tells us to be anxious for nothing. And in all things, supplication and thanksgiving, in supplication and prayer, let your needs be known to God. So, like I said, this book, Feelings Buried Alive Never Die, I'll give you an example of discharging stress, for instance. That's a good one. We have a lot of stress, and there's a lot of tension, a lot of, troubled people in the world, and it's just we're trying to understand what's happening in our world and all this stuff that's going on. So you want to put yourself in a relaxed, calm, flowing energy bring peace into yourself. So that's how you deal with stress. And we have to find our center, let all our needs be known to God, and remember the scripture that he gave us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for that promise that you will never, because this world is going to get a little more confusing as time goes on. And so I thank everybody that called tonight, and Father God, I praise you and thank you for this opportunity to express ways to overcome ourselves as humans, and I pray that you'll touch each and every caller tonight and listener at the sound of my voice with your compassionate love and healing. And we thank you for Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our High Priest, our Savior, our King. We thank you for your Lord of our lives, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we praise you for our progress. We praise you for good teachers out there, and we thank you that we can join together and help one another in our life journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'll see you next month, And we're getting ready to enter the fall season, so the season changes. And I want you to know that we are taking these prayers. And if you have prayer requests, email me on Keen, Facebook, and let me know what your prayer requests are, and I will make sure that they get to the wall in Jerusalem. One of the organizations I'm dealing with is the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and Larry and Tiz Huck Ministries, which he is taking, both organizations are taking the prayers to the prayer wall. So you got a double blessing there. So hope to hear from you, and we'll see you next month. God bless, and goodbye.